Through lots.
This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, Section 115-4, definitions of the Code of Sussex County regarding yard front and yard rear of through lots, and Chapter 115, Section 115-183, side and rear yards. To provide a quick overview, oh, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the ordinance as it was originally introduced to Council earlier this year. We also have a copy of the ordinance as it was reintroduced to Council and its meeting of August 29th. And to summarise, that change was to add some additional text to the short title to make reference to Chapter 115-183, side and rear yards. And then also submitted into the record, we have a comment letter that was received today, which is showing in your paperless packet. That was received mid-afternoon today, so the Commission might not have had time to fully digest that. To summarise the ordinance, Mr. Chairman, this is something that relates to the bulk and area requirements. So this is the form-based coding aspect of our code, that where you have an existing parcel that is located between two roughly perpendicular roads, so they don't have to be perfectly parallel or roughly parallel roads, that basically the code says that you shall have a front yard, but it says that on the what everyone would normally consider to be the rear yard, the code says, but because it's located on a parallel road, you have an additional front yard at the rear. So you end up with two front yards.
It squeezes you, what you can use to build.
And what happens is that folks will build a dwelling on the parcel, but then subsequently discover that you can't have a pool or even a shed or even a fence of a certain height because of this additional front yard that's actually on the back of your house. So we see a lot of variance applications that go to the Board of Adjustment, and most of those are actually approved in some form. What we wanted to do was to amend the code to allow some relief, but without completely removing through lot protection completely. The goal is to allow some accessory structures in the through yard, and that's what the ordinance does in its draft. It basically says that in between lines 51 and 54, it says that except for accessory structures and structures subject to 115.185, they're your accessory structures in the code, which are 22 feet in height. The requirement for the through lot shall operate. So what that does is that it creates a mechanism by which if you want a shed or if you want a pool and you want an accessory structure, it will allow that, but it has to be no more than 22 feet in height. And what the code also does is the change that we put in basically says that if you're taking advantage of this, you can't also use the small lots ordinance to have 5 foot yards, side yard setbacks, for example. So but it allows relief without allowing all the other reliefs that we already granted in previous ordinances. So I know that's quite technical. I know there's a lot there. One option at the moment is that it was drafted to be limited to accessory buildings and structures, but the Commission may want to go further, and certainly there's an option to do that, and we've drafted it. If the Commission wants to go further and allow projections of the house, so say you want an addition to your house rather than just having a swimming pool or a shed, the ordinance has been drafted to allow you to do that. We just need to strike one word. So,
how would the county interpret which is the front and which is the back?
So the definitions, basically, if you look at the definitions on lines 28 through 31 for the front, the existing definition is there, which defines what a through lot is, and it says provided, however, in the case of a through lot, the required front yard adjacent to the streets serving as the street address of the lot shall function as the front yard. And then it goes on lines 34 through 30 through 40 to say that the rear yard definition in code is amended to add the following text, provided, however, that in the case of a through lot, the yard opposite from the street serving as the street address of the lot shall function as the rear yard subject to sections 115.183 and 115.185. So what we did was we achieved it through changing the definitions is the short answer.
So the really short answer, if you think of that, you have in like an older subdivision where the driveway is on the subdivision internal street and the backyard butts up to a county road, which we've seen those. The front yard is going to be where the driveway is and the 911 address is. The backyard would be the county road because there's no access to that. But by zoning, it actually has two frontages because it's on two streets, even though nobody really thinks of it that way. But it jams up the Board of Adjustment a lot on these. And it's always, they're always like, well, duh, that's the backyard, so we're going to give the variance. I mean, that's right, an oversimplification, right. But this eliminates that. It's not something we see all that often, but it has to come through us because it's a code change.
All right. Is there anyone here with an interest in this ordinance? Apparently not.
Mr. Hutt left.
Commissioner, any further discussion? Okay.
I'll make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Yeah, look at the letter on there from Mr. Mandelas. His basic, like, and we can talk about this. You can ask Mr. Whitehouse or myself individually. You know, whether you want to go back to the way the ordinance was originally introduced, which was fairly simple, or switch a word around or keep it the way it's going. But read the letter in the record from Mr. Mandelas on that.
Quite lengthy.
All right. So moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 23-06. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Referring back to our other public hearing, which was changed.